All right, people.
Okay.
Hello, thingy.
Hello, frog fit from hell.
Yes. Okay. So I have declared this bottle of root beer dead.
It has a small crack in the top, which, unfortunately, happened while it was carbonated and frozen. When it started to thaw, the carbonation began bubbling out of the bottle, scaring the snot out of me because I thought our fridge had, like, busted and was leaking coolant or something. I thought I was going to have to get everybody out the house. It was just this thing of root beer. Now, everybody's declaring this bottle of root beer dead, but I don't know. I think it could be revived with an application of carbonation. So I'm going to try it beforehand.
It's even lost its root beer taste. It just tastes like sugar, yo.
That's disgusting. Now, that said, I'll put this over here, and next time I go upstairs, I'll pour a bottle of it and recarbonate it and see what it tastes like.
So,
In fact, if you pause the boo, I will go upstairs and do this now.
Okay, we're going to pause for a carbon break.
Okay, I'm going to pour this into a carbonator bottle, and I'm going to...
Come on. Will you pause or not?
Oh my gosh. It smells like fried booty in this kitchen.
Okay, that is unrelated to the root beer situation.
Unrelated to fruity nonetheless.
Shen. I think this is a...
Ass in my kitchen.
So we're upstairs now.
Where our carbonator is.
Where we have the carbonator. And a bunch of random stuff. Yeah, well, we're not the best housekeepers in the world.
While we're on that subject, I gotta love it when people on visual aid apps warn you about the soda can that is
on the floor in front of the picture you just took, because you didn't realize it was there when you took the pic. Ah! You just whacked me with a thank you.
You're welcome.
Candy cane.
Alright, give me the dead.
Alright, so this is...
Revive this,
Here's the root beer of doom.
Root beer of doom here. This bottle's cracked.
It's cracked.
The bottle is definitely dead.
The bottle is not going to be reused, let's just put it that way.
This could be Lazarus root beer, however, inside it, so...
Well, let's see if the root beer can be salvaged.
Oh my gosh, the bottom of this thing, you know how they're usually dented in?
And it's not. It lost its dent. So she's pouring this basically blank, dead liquid.
The only thing wrong with it is that it isn't carbonated.
You think so?
Yes.
So, we're going to get some fizzage here.
As soon as I can get it into the bottle.
As soon as the bottle is loaded.
This could get interesting, folks, as it is flavored.
Already.
Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, your SodaStream
isn't designed to do this.
Going to be happy about it, but a little bit more in there. If you fit, I'm gonna have to drink some off the top.
No.
Precarbonated, not a thrill.
Ugh.
However, I think if we add a little CO2 to it, it'll turn into root beer again.
The recorder on the scene will state that it is rather disgusting without
it might explode.
Whoa!
Almost, but not quite.
Just! Oh, about! Carefully removing bottle from...
Not yet.
Oh my god, you're trying to add more carbonation? Wow.
I'm very slow. That's not what it sounded like when it was exploding in the kitchen.
It is or isn't?
It is.
Except this time it's supposed to do that.
Yes.
That was an...
It did let go of some of the carbonation.
I suppose you could say this recording doubles as a demonstration of the soda stream.
And what you also want to do if you have done pre-flavored is... Oh! Oh.
What did you just do?
Well, you want to clear your straw. Which I just did, but I also got sprayed with, there.
You tore!
I also got sprayed with, various and sundry things. Okay! They were under it.
Alright.
Here you go.
So we have this carbonated...
Give it a try here.
...thing.
Careful.
Should not need
it's
to be mixed.
It's very fizzy. No, it does not need to be mixed. Well, careful.
I think it lost a lot of its character, frankly.
Let's see. Well, it was diet root beer to begin with, so that's not always all that great.
It kind of is like blank carbonated water to me. Of course, this is one for those...
Tastes like root beer to me.
Does it really? I guess it's one of those subtle things.
Ooh, it's got the gassy over
it. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it's a subtle...
Well, the carbonation's there.
The carbonation's there, even if the taste isn't.
Why don't I make some cherry-flavored root beer? I don't
know. Haha, put some Mio in it.
Put some Mio in it. So not to waste your exploded root beer.
Yeah, really. This all started with me looking for something to drink and testing the stuff out and going...
And anybody that hears this, I'm sorry. But there was a lot of gas in there.
Yeah, well...
oh god, this is gonna go to Facebook. I don't think it needs as much as usual. Hey dummy, you don't put the lid on the Mio, you put the lid on the bottle.
Okay.
It does have a root beer aftertaste, at the very least. Yes?
Yeah, I think
oh, Lord.
Any of the direct root beer taste has kind of gotten lost.
Now it's cherry root beer. You want to try it?
I just included mint.
Oh!
It really wouldn't work.
That'd have some... pretty nasty potential right there.
Oh my god. What do you think?
Okay. I'm gonna try it. Here it goes.
Besides, you're the one that's best qualified to test something like this, so.
Interesting.
For those of you who follow me,
Very interesting.
Very interesting?
Very carbonated.
And very carbonated. So.
Recarbonating things might work if it's just flat, but if it's blown up in your fridge, probably not.
I don't think so, yo.
SodaStream can do good things, but reviving root beer that has been frozen, exploded, and
sat on the counter for
freaking dead. Yeah. I thought maybe if I added a little carbonation to it, it'd be alright, but... Yeah. It's kind of like seltzer with,
a hint of,
It's like the frozen bottle of Mountain Dew I found on the bus one day.
Oh, God!
I was in high school. It was Pepsi. It was in my spot.
And this thing's probably gonna run out pretty quick, FYI.
I found it on the bus earlier. Like, the day before or something.